What up, people? It's your boy, the host with the most. I do not brag or boast. I'm coming to you live from coast to coast. It's your boy. I'm Chris the Don One. Welcome to another episode of I'm Chris the Don One podcast, episode 123. How you living? I'm living swell. Yeah, I uploaded this episode a day early because I want to keep it consistent. I was afraid Saturday. I'm mad busy Saturday, so I was kind of scared that I wouldn't be able to upload an episode for Saturday, but nevertheless, I'm the best. We got a jam-packed show. Let's get right into it. The first thing I want to talk about is Netflix is cracking down on a lot of you people that share your accounts with multiple people. Now, if you're not aware of what I'm talking about, allow your boy to explain. You know, I understand we all have to ball. We're balling at a budget. Yo, everything is going up. Gas is going up. Groceries are going up. Everything is going up except everybody's salaries, except everybody's bank accounts. But everything else around that is going up. All right. And one of the things that's an oldie but a goodie, and it's been going on since the beginning of subscription services, is giving someone the hookup. And what do I mean by that? Allowing someone access to your Hulu account or to your Netflix account, you know, Spotify, iTunes, you know, someone else, maybe your friend, your family member, your girlfriend, your husband, your boyfriend, whoever, your wifey, got access to your account, and all they have to do is type in your password, and they can watch all the movies at their leisure, all the movies and television shows at your leisure. Well, Netflix is cracking down on this. Now, I don't know how Netflix is going to do this now, and what do I mean by that is, like, if it's in the household and you have multiple devices, you know, and these multiple devices have the Netflix app. I don't think they mean it that way, but like, so I don't know how they're going to detect this. Maybe it's the technology. I don't know, but like, let's just say someone has your account and they're in another household. All right. Maybe Netflix will have the ability and the capability to detect who's signing on to your account at what time. Is your Netflix account is signed to two different devices at the same time? I'm pretty sure they're aware of those things. Now, I don't know if they're going to be able to eliminate it or find the person or who's the originator of the Netflix account. Maybe they have to pay twice. I don't know what's the ultimate penalty for that. Just like, I don't even know how they're going to detect this, but I'm pretty sure with the advancements of technology, they have, you know, a lot of these companies have the capabilities of knowing who's watching what at when was it turned on, and this, that, and the third. Okay. I'm pretty sure a lot of people I'm pretty sure a lot of these corporations are well aware of things like that. And hey, man, it's getting hard out here. It's getting hard out here for us, and it's definitely getting hard out here for these for corporate America. You know, I know a lot of people, including myself, I'm not going to have a lot of sympathy for corporate America. Hey, you're just gonna have to figure it out. You got to get in where you fit in. I know they're losing money, but are they losing money at an alarming rate? Are they not making a significant enough profit? I just think Netflix, and I feel like eventually we're in a copycat type of world where if Netflix is very successful at this, you're going to see a lot of other people jump on the bandwagon and say, hey, Disney Plus, they go, hey, you know, if Netflix can do it, why come we can't do it? Or Hulu, like, hey, yo, if, you know, let's dabble and figure this out and see if we can crack down on people that's paying for one account and they got it on, and they got, not only they got it in their devices at their home, but they also got it, you know, at another location or another home or, you know, this, that, the third, or at your job place. Okay, so Netflix is going to crack down on that. When I read it, when I read the article, in a sense, I feel like Netflix is being kind of petty about it. You know, there's this unwritten rule, and even Netflix and Hulu and Disney Plus, they all know this. ESPN Plus, AMC, whatever. They know this unwritten rule that, hey, people are going to take advantage. If they're paying for your service, they're going to take advantage for their benefit. Okay? But I guess it's hard out here for Netflix because, you know, Netflix was pretty much the originator. You know, they had their competitions like Hulu and other streaming services, but they wasn't really a competition to them because they was always getting the bigger and the best television shows and movies. And now you're looking at all of these movie studios and movie companies saying, hey, wait a minute, if Netflix can do a streaming service, how come we can't do a streaming service? And I felt like, you know, Disney started pulling their content from Netflix. ESPN been pulling some of their content from Netflix, like NBC, CBS, ABC. They all have pulled a lot of their original content. A lot of these movie studios have been pulling their content and applying it to either their own streaming services, or they partner up with somebody that already has a streaming service that they're going to get the majority of the money. And ever since that, Netflix has been struggling. Yes, they still have original content, okay? And they also have been they also got the plug overseas. A lot of overseas foreign movies that are popular there are popular over here, and that's due to a large percentage of Netflix. We All Dead, that I believe it's that Korean zombie television series, it blew up over there, and it blew up over here, okay? So you're always going to get lightning in a bottle sometimes. But is that sustained? Can you continue to do that without having a lot of these big blockbuster movies no longer premiering on your streaming service? Okay, so yeah, Netflix is cracking down on it. All I can tell you guys is be careful and be aware. In other news, Disney Plus has announced that they're going to bring back Daredevil and a lot of the they're going to bring back Daredevil to Disney Plus. Now, Daredevil originated on Netflix, okay, and they pulled Daredevil from Netflix. And there was a possibility of it going someplace else. And now Disney is going to get this. Now, if you watch Daredevil on Netflix, it was extreme. Had a lot of blood and gore in it. And that's not normally what Disney are used to. But now they're going to have M-rated mature content on the Disney Plus app. And hey, look. That's even more dollars for them, all right? They got everything that a nerd would like on Disney Plus. They got the Star World, they got Star Wars on Disney Plus. They got Marvel Universe on Disney Plus. So, and they also got a lot of other things on Disney Plus. And I feel like if anything, this is going to make Disney Plus make even more money, okay? Now, what does this mean for Netflix? You know, hey, Netflix already lost Iron Fist, Daredevil, Luke Cage, and I forgot the other lady's name. I didn't watch none of her episodes, by the way, but that's neither here nor there. But they already lost those that content. So now you may see a lot of those characters make their way into their Marvel characters, and Disney owns them. So they're going to utilize these characters and bring them back to the fold to Disney Plus. And that's just going to make Disney Plus even more of a reason for you to subscribe to Disney Plus. So yeah, that's the news and notes as far as entertainment goes. We talked last week about Jesse Smollett. Jesse Smollett was supposed to be sentenced to jail. I think it was 6 months, but he could have gotten out on good behavior, maybe 2 to 4 months. Well, Jesse Smollett is a free man, guys. He's a free man, and he only spent like, about maybe 5 or 6 days in jail. The majority of the time when he was in jail, he was in his cell or in a psych ward, and one of his attorneys found a loophole, and he's free. And I feel like when the judge was, when you go back to sentencing, when he sentenced Jesse Smollett, I felt like the judge knew what was going to ultimately happen. He wasn't going to spend 4 to 6 months in jail. He knew eventually his attorneys were going to get him off some kind of way, and they did. So that's why he was, when he was talking to the representative for Jesse Smollett, attorney, as possibility of suspending sentence, he was quick, fast, and hurried. Said, no, we're not going to suspend it. We're just going to go ahead. He's going to go through the process, and he's going to be locked up. And I felt like at that moment in time, the judge knew that he was going to get off of this anyway. And, you know, that's what happens when you have a rich, when you're, when you're wealthy and you have the means to get yourself out of certain things. And not only that, when you're likable to the LBC, QRS, TUV communities, as well as, you know, you're African-American, half of you is African-American, the other half is Jewish. All those things play factors, and they play a part in him leaving early. And, you know, he made a mockery of the system. Now, some people are going to sit up there and say, well, the system was already making a fool of itself by its damn self. And if you want to have that opinion, fine. But if you are having a party and celebrating and yelling and screaming, Jesse Smollett got off, and you're encouraging this type of movement, just be well aware of what you're encouraging. You're basically encouraging the justice system to be a mockery. It's just like a total joke. Things that we've been fighting for, why fight for them? Because you just said the justice system is a mockery. It's a total joke. Why have as many of us representing us as DAs, attorneys, in the Justice Department, judges? Why go through all this if we're going to celebrate someone making the justice system into a mockery? Justice, there's a reason why they say justice is blind. And the reason why justice is blind, Lady Justice look at cases through her ears, through what she knows, through what she says, but not actually what Lady Justice sees. And that's why Lady Justice is blind, because justice is blind. And like I said, if you are encouraging celebrations and partying and things of that nature, I mean, you have the freedom to do whatever you want to. Just remember, when the next person is in court, And if it's one of us or someone that's likable to us, and someone committed a wrong to that person, and now that person gets off scot-free, you know, keep that same energy. Don't say,
like my father used to say, if it's good for the goose, it's good for the gander.
You can't one moment say, well, that's not fair, and we should do something about it, and then have another moment of, well, the wheels of justice is moving slow. Congratulations, somebody got away with something. Let's celebrate that. I'm just saying, if you are accepting this, then you will have to accept everything else that is wrong with the justice system. And, you know, that's just my opinion about it. So, in sports news, I want to say this. I want to dump into this real fast and real quick. Deshaun Watson has been exonerated as far as the 21 women prosecute him in a criminal case. Now, he still has 21 civil cases that he either is going to have to fight or resolve or negotiate a plea deal. He still have those tech cases, and those cases are individuals, okay? He still have those cases. But now, NFL teams are now giving up the sun, the moon, the stars for Deshaun Watson. I don't blame you. Deshaun Watson is a very, very, very talented quarterback. He's a difference maker. He's a franchise player. You should have some cause and concerns if you're able to get Deshaun Watson. You should not just be settled for what you have already and not pick up the phone and call the Texans and say, what is it going to take for us to get Deshaun Watson? The Cleveland Browns were all in on Deshaun Watson. And I use the word were. They was willing to give everything to the Texans just to acquire Deshaun Watson. At the same moment in time of them encouraging a trade to get Deshaun Watson, that's when the owner went on social media and talked to the media saying, we need an adult at quarterback. Basically throwing shade at Baker Mayfield. Now, before I get into Baker Mayfield, let's just go ahead and point out the obvious. If you're saying Deshaun Watson is head and shoulder a better quarterback than Baker Mayfield. Deshaun Watson has more talent than Baker Mayfield. Deshaun Watson is an elite quarterback and a difference maker, and not Baker Mayfield. If you look at the intangibles, if you look at the talent, if you look at the raw ability, yes, Deshaun Watson is heads and shoulders better than Baker Mayfield. But that's not what the owner illustrated when a reporter asked him about the trade. Why is he making this trade? He said basically he wants his quarterback to be an adult. And basically that just threw slight at Baker Mayfield. And he's kind of right and kind of wrong, but let's just address the kind of right. Have Baker Mayfield handle certain situations the wrong way? Yes, I agree. Baker Mayfield has handled a lot of decisions, a lot of things he said was stupid, and he was very immature. What about in college? Yes, he did a lot of things in college that doesn't sound like what a mature young man would do, or someone in college would do. Does he have frat boy moments? Of course he does.
should you put your franchise on, give your franchise to Baker Mayfield? No, you shouldn't. But if you're saying the reason why you're trying to get a trade for Deshaun Watson because you want, quote unquote, an adult, I don't think that's the best terminology you should have used, because Deshaun Watson, even though he's more talented than Baker Mayfield, Deshaun Watson had made some questionable things in his football career as well. I mean, those 21 accusations from them women, sexual assault at the workplace, you don't think decisions like that, or you can use those decisions to say, is he an adult? Is he acting like an adult? Even though it's one incident, it's a mighty big incident, folks. 21 people. Now, if it was just two or three women, I can lean towards Deshaun Watson. But 21? And the owner of the Cleveland Browns said, quote unquote, I need an adult. And you're going to replace someone who, I can tell you, Baker Mayfield has not done adult things. I agree. However, you're going to replace someone with a checkered and questionable past, having made the best decisions as a human being or a man or an adult, and you're going to replace him with someone who pretty much has the same track record, if not worse. I don't think the owner should have said, we need an adult at quarterback. If he would have said, we're looking for an upgrade, Deshaun Watson is an upgrade, I can co-sign to that. A lot of people will co-sign to that. Hey, that's the owner making business decisions to make his business better and successful. Of course. Why wouldn't he? Of course he should take Fielders and see whether or not he can get Deshaun Watson. Deshaun Watson is a better quarterback than Baker Mayfield. I agree. But you're making this decision on, we need an adult. We need an adult. You didn't say we need a better quarterback. You didn't say we want someone who really wants to be here. You said, quote, we need an adult. Which, by the way, let's talk about this owner for a second. You done had four or five offensive coordinators, four coaches. You sign talent, then you release the talent. There's no consistent level of consistency with the Cleveland Browns. Have they ever demonstrated consistency? Positive consistency? No. Baker Mayfield was their shining hope. You know who their next shining hope was? Bernie Kosar. You know how long Bernie Kosar, you know how long ago that was when he was in his prime in the NFL? This wasn't like 5 years ago or 6 years ago or 10 years ago. It's been a minute. The Cleveland Browns have not been a consistently good team since James Brown. Tim Brown. I don't know why I said James Brown. But anyway, Mr. Brown. The Cleveland Browns have not been good since then. They had streaks here and there, the Bernie Kosars and all that, yada, yada, yada. But they haven't had a good quarterback since Bernie Kosar. That should tell you something. They had a bunch of run-of-the-mill, below-average quarterbacks. Then they stumbled in the draft 4 or 5 years ago, and they got Baker Mayfield. Now, is Baker Mayfield the best thing since sliced bread? No, but he's a hell of a lot better than what you had. A hell of a lot better than what you have. But you need an adult. Baker Mayfield is asking for a trade, and the Cleveland Browns are declining it. And then you have some media members, who I'm not going to mention their names, saying, well, if he was a better guy, and if he would not be so hard on reporters, and maybe if he can, you know, just be likable, they may would have gave him a trade. They may would grant his wish and give him a trade. Whoa, 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 whoa. Pause. Time out. Time out, folks. Then they use the examples of, hey, they gave Matthew Stafford a trade. Hey, they gave Russell Wilson a trade. You know, Russell Wilson asked for a trade like last year. So we're now keeping players that we have no faith in, no belief in. If we give them a trade that's like giving them what they want, a trade would be very needed for not only the Browns, but Baker Mayfield. Both of these entities would be happy. You know, normally in trade, it'd be like a one-way deal where the team or the new team, they won. You know, in normal trades, it'd only be one person that will win. But in this trade, both sides will win. The Cleveland Browns and ownership can move away from Baker Mayfield and pursue whoever they want to pursue. They'll get draft picks for Baker Mayfield. Maybe not a lot, but you'll get some draft picks. And Baker Mayfield will have to reinvent himself again on his new team. But you're not going to trade him because he was not nice to the media, nor he wasn't nice to the media and the insiders and maybe a few players here and there, maybe some coaches. So you're not going to give him a trade. And you only reward people with good behavior a trade. It's beyond me, folks. Since when trading someone is a good thing? It just shows how loyal the organization and the coach is. You know, we're so loyal to you, and we so, and including the organization, we're just willing to trade you wherever you want to go. I'm telling you, folks. It's bizarre world out there. I thought a trade means we don't want you, so we're going to let our trash be someone else's treasure. Is it because you don't want to give him a trade because you hate he might do better and make you look so foolish? Just saying. Well, anyway, that's all I got for today. I got a solid 30 minutes for you guys. I will be back next Saturday with some more interesting thoughts and opinion. I might go a new direction, and it depends on what you guys think about it. If there's enough people in attendance that listen to it and share it, I will continue to go this path. However, if it doesn't work out the way it's supposed to work out, then hey, we'll just stick to what works, right? Anyway, it's your boy. I'm up out of here. I had fun. It's been real, but it hasn't been real fun. Please be sure to subscribe to my YouTube channel. I got a lot of new content. I got three videos and two live streams on that content. So go check out my YouTube channel. I'm Chris the Dom 1 TV, like that. Maybe one of these days I would unload some of these episodes on my YouTube channel. Be sure to check me out on Facebook, TikTok, You Don't Stop, Instagram, Snapchat. I'm all over the place. Twitter. I'm going to have a poll. And I might put that poll in place sometimes next week, okay? So, anyway, I'm up out of here. I'll talk to you guys next week. Same bat chime, same bat time, same bat channel, which is Saturday. Outro.